The village of Igiagig has been awarded nearly $400,000 from the U.S. Department of Energy to make improvements on a hydropower system that could replace the use of diesel fuel for the town of 70 on Lake Iliamna. KDLG's Hannah Colton has more.
The RivGen power system, developed by the Ocean Renewable Power Company, has been successfully tested in the Quijack River outside of the village of Igiagig for the past two summers. But there are logistical challenges, and the village plans to use this new grant money to continue tweaking the system to make it easier and cheaper to operate. One challenge is that the turbines must be taken out of the river each spring while the ice flows out. Igiagig Village Council President Alexana Salmon says that used to be a predictable two-week window, but now the warmer winters are disrupting that schedule.
Like right now, we're 40 degrees in the beginning of March, and this is often our coldest month, so there's no ice out in the lake. And last winter, we had two ice breakups, so we wanted to study more on ice to see how it interacts with the device, if it's possible to keep the device in, you know, if minimal ice is flowing down the river.
Another environmental factor the village is concerned with, says Salmon, is having the turbines in the water when the young salmon are going out.
The device was installed at the peak of the sockeye salmon return last summer, and over a million swam by it, and there was no harm to fish. So we know that the adult salmon are in the clear. So this would be focusing on out-migrating salmon smolt and ice formation and movement.
The third round of testing, along with the new smolt research, will begin this summer. The Department of Energy has approved the nearly $400,000 for the first phase of the project, and the village could be selected to receive up to $1.1 million more in funding. Eventually, the village aims to supply 100% of its energy needs using two of the RivGen units. In Dillingham, I'm Hannah Colton,